I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today, as promised, we are going to talk about how do we achieve our goals for 2020? You know, every year as one year comes to a close and we are ready to embrace the new year, I think for so many of us, we naturally begin to think it's a new beginning, a new start. What intentions do I want to set? What goals do I want to set? What things do I want to achieve in this coming year? And we just begin to make a mental list of all of those things that we want to accomplish. Yet, how do we do it? How do we stick to the things that we set out to do? How do we stay intentional and motivated and achieve all the things that we want to achieve? I tell ya, I have done that for several years. From the time I was a young kid with my parents, my dad would every year, let's get together as a family and write out our goals, write out our intentions, and see where we end up. And it was really, really powerful and really good because it would at least get us in the place of writing it out, really, truly thinking about what do we really want to accomplish? What do we really want to do? The only problem with that is I don't know how often I went back and looked at those goals 3 months later, 6 months later, 9 months later, and then the new year's already coming again. And I don't really even remember going back to those to see how close I was to really accomplishing them. So I know that, yes, one of the steps that we can help in achieving our goals is just taking the time to think about them, write them out, and look at them. But how can we increase the odds in our favor to really set out to do what we meant to do? Some statistics that I have been teaching and training and I think are super insightful and kind of eye-opening and shocking. So it's interesting. So here's some statistics. Hearing an idea, what do you think are the chances that you're going to complete a goal just by hearing an idea? Well, friends, you accomplishing that goal, statistics say you're only likely going to get that goal accomplished is 10%. What about if you consciously decide to do the goal? That, my friends, is 25%. So it goes up just a little bit. But isn't that crazy? That means that there's still a 75% chance that I am not going to achieve the goal that I set out to do. What about if you set a date to complete the goal? That means that you've now heard an idea, you've consciously decided to do the goal, and now you're going to set a date to complete it. It's still only a 40% chance that you're going to reach that goal. What about if you plan how you're going to accomplish it? So now not only did you set a due date, but now, friends, we have definitely added a plan. So there, that's got to go up. That means my success rate has got to be super high, right? Wrong. There still is only a 50% chance that you're going to reach that goal, even with a plan, even with deciding to do it, even with setting a date to accomplish it. Here's where the impact starts to change and starts to happen. It goes up to 65% of a success rate to accomplish that goal if we commit to someone that you're going to do it. 65. My friends, that's still pretty darn low, especially when a lot of the goals that we set are super powerful and very impactful or can be very impactful to our lives. I think about finances. I think about our health. I think about the interests and the desires in our heart and the things that we're passionate about, interested in, the things that we want to learn and grow in and accomplish, or the things we want to do in our career and all of those pieces, but yet we're saying right now, just by planning it out and writing it out, putting a due date to it and committing to someone that you're going to accomplish it, is still only 65%. That still, my friends, does not seem very high to me. But where does the money come in? Where is the biggest bang for our buck? Where is it that we can really begin to achieve our goals? This statistic is really interesting. It's when we specifically set up an accountability appointment to check in on how we are progressing toward our goal. That percentage, my friends, goes up to 95%. So if we specifically get an accountability partner and have scheduled appointment times to check in, we are 95% likely to achieve the goals that we set out to do. Holy smokes! So it jumps from 65% when we've taken time to invest in a plan and write out baby steps. It jumps from 65 to 95% by having that accountability check-in. And I look back at last year when we talked about goal setting for 2019. I wrote out my plan. I wrote out baby steps. I put it in my journal and I looked at it frequently. And I talked about it with my husband. But one thing I didn't do was have moments of scheduled check-in times to hold myself accountable and to partner with somebody that in my life that could hold me accountable to the vision and the dreams and the desires and the goals that I wanted to accomplish in 2019. I'm super excited to say I did accomplish so many of my goals last year. Yes, I lost a few pounds and I ate healthier. Yes, our finances are in a better position even than they were the year before. We really did some really great job of goal setting for our finances for 2019. Yes, I accomplished getting my book done, which was on my goal list for 2019. Yeehaw! Now I'm building new goals for 2020 to further that book development. Moments to schedule speaking engagements. Yes, I accomplished some of those things. Doing regular podcasting just to continue to commit to that. Yes, I accomplished those things. Yet there are a few other things that, okay, so some of my health goals, I didn't quite reach them all the way that I wanted to. Some of the other goals, I didn't quite reach them all the way that I wanted to. But it makes me wonder if I would have had an accountability partner or scheduled weekly check-ins or monthly check-ins, if I could have gotten those and achieved them to the fullest extent of my vision for 2019. So that is my goal for this year. As I have been writing out and finishing up my goal planning for 2020, one of my goals within my goals is to connect with my husband and connect with other significant people in my life to help hold me accountable for the things that I want to set out to do this year. Because I want to do them well. I don't want to keep setting goals. And I know I'm guilty of doing this. And I know we all are. We set out with the best intentions and the most motivation. And we have pep talks with ourselves. And we write ourselves notes. And we write in our journal. And we talk about it at the beginning of the year. But then the year gets rolling. And life happens. And busyness happens. And one day just rolls into the next, and before you know it, another year comes and goes, and we look back at those goals, and we are disappointed or frustrated or like, what the heck am I doing, and why am I even writing goals anyways? I never accomplished them. But there are keys to the success of our goal achievement, and something as simple as, yes, we write out a plan. Yes, we set a due date. Yes, we do SMART goals where, what is it? Specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and timed. Like, we set these goals out with great intention and we decide that we're going to run with it. But the next level that we take that to for commitment, to finish it, to cross that finish line, is to have an accountability partner with regular check-ins. I think about when I did piano lessons as a kid, you know, or even maybe you're doing music lessons or sporting lessons or things like that with your children, or maybe even for yourself personally. But you find that the only way you make progress toward your goal to be a skilled piano player, to be a skilled violinist, to be a skilled gymnast, a skilled volleyball player, a skilled sharpshooter, all of those things that we want to get good at, we have to have regular scheduled lessons, regular check-in times with our coach, right? Regular check-in times with our leader. And those people that we put in our lives that can encourage us, that can offer help, can get us back on track when we feel like we can't do it, or we run into barriers, or we just plain old want to quit. Do you know how many times I have written out a goal and I'm just like, that is the stupidest thing. Why in the heck did I set the bar that high? Why did I set that bar that high? Why? What in the heck was I thinking? But that moment when you hit rock bottom, when you don't feel like you're going to ever achieve your goal, having those people in your life that can encourage you and say, you know what? It was realistic. What you said was realistic. Yes, you can do it. I totally believe in you. I totally have faith in you. Let's talk through your steps. Let's talk through your plan again. Maybe we need to massage your plan. Maybe we need to do some tweaks to your planning. Maybe we need to add a baby step to that one baby step that you put in place. But I know you can achieve the goals that you set out to do. Having that accountability partner is what I really plan to do for this year. And I shouldn't say just plan. Oh my gosh, because I'm only going to succeed at 65% if I do that. So this week, my goal to set up scheduled touch points with those people in my life. Who can this be for you? Who can those accountability people be for you in your life? It could be your spouse or your significant other, a best friend, a parent, maybe a sibling, a coworker, a coach, a teacher, a boss, a manager, somebody in your life that believes the best in you and wants the best for you and sees the vision that you have for your future, that can grab a hold of your dreams with you and help you run after them. Because you don't want somebody to be that accountability partner who doesn't believe in you or is going to say, well, okay, you can't do it. Okay, just give up. Not a big deal. No, you want somebody who's going to be, when you are not wanting to continue, when you're wanting to throw in the towel, they will be somebody who will challenge you and propel you forward towards that goal accomplishment. Friends, we need people in our life. I know you've heard me say it before. We're hardwired for relationship and connection. And it's in those relationships and connections that we can lean into those for that accountability to reach and achieve our goals and our vision for our life. If you want to go farther in your finances, maybe it's a weekly check-in or bi-weekly check-in with your spouse for your budget, or maybe with your financial advisor. You schedule monthly check-ins just to keep yourself on track. If it's weight loss or eating healthy or doing the right thing for your holistic health care of your body, maybe it's doing Weight Watchers where they have those weekly check-in meetings. Maybe it's joining a fitness group that meets once or twice a week. Maybe it's getting a fitness coach that can work with you every week for those touch points to keep you on track. If it's learning a new skill or a new trade or arts or crafts or music, maybe it's that weekly touch point with that instructor. If it's for career advancement, maybe it's a weekly touch point with your manager or your boss or your coach in your life that can figure out where you need to develop certain skills. Where can they partner you and put you in different places within the company that can broaden your skill set to advance you in your career? Who are those people in your life that as you write out your goals this year, as you write out your vision for 2020, Who are those people in your life for each one of those goals? Maybe it's one person that can help you stay accountable for all of them. Or maybe you need to have different people based on what that specific goal is. But it can be so many different people in your life. But you want it to be those people who are for you and not against you, who can speak the good things and cast the vision with you and speak hope and life when everything is failing around you. In that process, as you put together your vision for 2020 and your goals for 2020, we have to have that clear action plan. So that as you meet with your accountability partner, that they know where you want to head. So what are those steps? What are those things? What are those actionable steps that you want to take towards reaching your goal? So that when you meet with that person, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your boss, your coach, your instructor, that they know the steps that you need to be taking and the milestones that you have set up to reach. And sometimes you have to look at the end goal, at the end result of where you want to be, and kind of work backwards. You know, so if you want to lose 20 pounds, well, what does that realistically look like over the next 12 months? So if I were to divide 20, oh, let's just say 24 pounds, just for the sake of simple math. If I want to lose 24 pounds by the end of the year, there's 12 months. Okay, so if we're working backwards, that means that I need to have a goal of losing about 2 pounds per month, and to work backward a little more, that means that that's about a half a pound per week. That means that the next step would be, how am I going to do that? Is it going to be through exercise? Is it going to be through my calorie intake? Is it going to be through drinking more water, making healthy food choices? All of those things that you kind of have to like start with the end in mind and work backwards to figure out what those steps, those actionable steps, realistic steps, measurable steps that you're going to be able to do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. One thing to keep in mind as we set our goals, as we set that vision in place, as we schedule our accountability meetings, if at first you don't succeed, try again, right? We've all heard that. It's okay to fail. It's okay that you might forget. It's okay that you might mess up. It's okay that you might get distracted, or you might even come to the place where you quit. But my friends, I'm going to tell you now, that's not the end of the road. You get a do-over. You get to start again. You get to pick yourself up, and every day is a new day. Every day is a new day. And I just want to encourage you that as you write out these goals, okay, so there may be mess ups. There may be days. I tell you, there were days last year when I was looking at my goals that I felt like an imposter, that I didn't know what I was doing, that I didn't ever think that I was going to reach that goal, that I felt like the goal that I set out to do was too impossible and too far reaching, and it was so lofty, and I was just like, what the heck was I thinking? But I leaned into my husband. I leaned into those people in my life that said, Bethany, you can do it. Those people in my life that would say, how's it going with that goal? How's it going? And you know what? It motivated me to press on, to pick myself up, to turn my negative self-talk into positive talk. That, okay, I can do this. I'm strong enough. I'm good enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. Okay, that's a little SNL throwback. What is that, Stuart Little or something like that? But yes, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. So if you have to look in the mirror and do that, for sure, by all means, do that. But we're allowed do-overs. We're allowed to fail. We're allowed to make mistakes. But it's what we do in those moments that defines whether we're going to achieve our goals. It's how we choose to respond in those moments that will be the decision factor, those deciding factors of whether or not we will accomplish what we set out to do. We don't quit. we pick ourselves up and we start over. We realize, okay, I'm going to learn from this mistake. I'm going to learn from this failure. I'm going to learn from this moment where I felt like quitting, or even if I did quit, and I'm going to start it again, and I'm going to press in, and I'm going to run hard and fast after that vision that I set out for myself. Another piece that I just think is super important in this process is to celebrate the milestones, so that as you connect with that accountability partner and you've written out those baby steps, as you write out those steps toward your goal, highlight those milestones that as you reach them, purpose to write out and touch base with your accountability partner that when I reach this milestone, this is a moment for celebration. This moment we celebrate because I'm a quarter of the way there. At this moment, we celebrate because I'm halfway there. At this moment, we celebrate because I'm 3/4 of the way there. I'm 2/3 of the way there. Wait, fractions? Was that backwards or forwards? I don't know, but we're on the way there. So purposefully build in those celebration milestones that as you are moving toward your goal, you can celebrate. Whether it's weight loss, you wanted to do 24 pounds, celebrate when you lose your first 2. Celebrate when you lose your first 6. Celebrate when you get your first 12. Okay, so don't go eat a chocolate cake, but celebrate. Find some fun, unique way to celebrate the accomplishment of what you've done so far. If it's your finances, if you're saving for an item, maybe the end reward is that item. You know, maybe you need to save for a brand new laptop and it's $1,200 or $1,500. So as you save, the reward is that item. Celebrate those key milestones because that, my friend, will also help you stay motivated with the end in mind. And you have to put it on the calendar with your accountability partner. Put it on the calendar, otherwise it's not going to happen. It's not good enough to just say, hey, friend, hey, hubby, hey, coworker, let's meet every week. Let's touch base every 2 weeks or every month. Because you know what's going to happen? That month, that day, that week is going to come and go, and it's not going to happen. Being intentional means we need to take action, and action means putting it on our schedule, blocking it off, pulling out your digital calendar, pulling out, maybe you're a hard copy paper person, calendar, put it on your calendar. We have a huge calendar up in our house, and I've told all of my family members, if it's not on the calendar, it does not exist. It is not happening. There are too many moving parts in this family that if it's not been planned and not been put on the calendar, it's not happening. And okay, sometimes things do get missed and we ebb and flow and flex. But it helps everybody to know that we need to be intentional about marking our calendars and being purposeful about blocking that off so that everybody is aware what's going on, because it just makes things run a lot smoother in the house. And same with our goals, and same with our accountability partners, and same with those check-in and touch points. When we put them on our calendar, it helps us become intentional that we need to stay focused on our goal so that as we have those checkpoints, I'm going to have to report into somebody. I'm going to have to tell somebody how I'm doing. I'm going to have to say, you know what? I gained a few pounds this week because I ate like crap. We didn't do our budget really well. We went over. We need to try again. But having those checkpoints and touchpoints will keep us on track to reaching our goal. So my friends, we can do it. Together we can do it. And this podcast maybe is one of those moments where you will have as a check-in point. Maybe you can write me, send me a message, an email, a text message, an instant message, a Facebook message, Instagram, however you want to do it. But just message me. How are you doing? What goals are you setting out for yourself that you want to accomplish? And together we can achieve those goals. Having those conversations, those regular touch points where we can reach our goals together. Nothing is impossible, my friends. Nothing is impossible if we set out with intentions followed by actions and that accountability all tied together. Watch out, world. The vision is coming and it's going to take fruition and it's going to come to life in 2020. As we set out and do these things together, as we hold each other accountable, as we partner arm in arm and press in and lean into those goals, we can do what we set out to do. I am excited for what 2020 is going to bring. It's going to be a magical year, a magical decade, and I am full of excitement and anticipation. And with that, I want to do all the things that I have dreamed about doing, and that is by having those accountability people in my life, by speaking the vision and casting the vision, writing it out for all to see, so that we can get to the end of this year, that we can get to the end of the next decade and be in total awe of what we have accomplished together. So my friends, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day. Hi friends, if you like what you heard today, you can subscribe to my Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And please leave a review. I would love to hear from you. Also, you can find out more about me by visiting my website at bethanyconway.com or check out and like my Facebook page.